One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiancé.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Love in the fast lane. Love in the fast lane.
Is that a real song?
Life in the fast lane.
Love in the... Is that a real song? I've never heard that
life
song.
In the fast lane is...
Who sings it?
Eagles, I think.
I bet
or Don Henley.
I bet your mother stood in a field at a concert listening to that song.
She loves the Eagles.
Feeling herself.
How do you not know these songs?
I don't know.
Anyway,
you know
what? I shouldn't even ask. You were in a Kimmy Schmidt bunker.
I was.
For most of your youth.
Actually, you were the one. Poodle's out of the bunker, y'all.
I'm out of the bunker with my
brothers.
We are
together.
Brothers. We're together.
In Los Angeles.
Yeah, it's great.
Boy, he's excited.
We're planning.
It's a new year.
We're planning.
A lot more than me.
Hey, I can see your uvula when you do that. I don't like it. It looks pained.
Oh, yeah. There you go. There you go.
I was going to say, you told me, because you just quit your Cubicle Warrior job.
I did, y'all.
Announce this.
I did.
You should be proud of it.
I am. And it's a lot of support of our listeners. So thank you very much. I was able, and that, you know, I have a boyfriend, got an MBA. That helps too. But I was able to quit after 18 years my Cubicle Warrior job. So I am,
you told
Poodle,
me.
I said, now I could devote my time all to you.
And I did not think about that aspect.
Sunk into him.
Yo, I actually got, I kind of got sick to my stomach. Now, I don't know if I was sicker than in two of the scenes that we had. I'm not sure if I got more sick during Jesse and Yennefer.
Oh, yes.
Or Stephanie and Fred.
Yes.
That turned my stomach.
That turned my stomach, too.
Y'all, if you needed some Ipecac, these two segments are worth it. What is it that makes it so hard to watch?
Fake.
It's that, and also the fact that it's happening on our TV screens, and we're confronted with people who are narrating everything they're doing and not really being in it.
I know.
And
I want you to tell you something. Did we ever think? Look at this. We're called reality gays. We are two very gay homosexual men.
Not familiar.
Yeah. You're so keyed up right now from being at your mother's for a week. You could sit on that fire hydrant outside your door.
And I'm so turned off by.
Okay. And yet, Jesse is talking about having a boner.
It's disgusting.
And I'm not turned on by this.
Absolutely disgusting.
That's saying something.
And you know why? It's because of the way they talk about it. And nothing feels sexy.
Remember, y'all, Poodle is the man who said he would sleep with Larry because he has a big dick and he would get free McDonald's for a month.
You know what? I'd sleep with Larry if he didn't have a big dick for free McDonald's.
It's true.
For longer than a month.
And you know what? Even if you didn't have the McDonald's, if Larry put his big dick and slapped it on your leg, you'd probably let him stick it in.
Probably. And I wouldn't have to hear Larry narrate what he was going to do to me.
No, but yet we still, my genitals went up inside me as if I was tucking when he talked about this.
I shriveled like the Wicked Witch of the East legs up underneath.
Yeah. We had no power here.
And I shriveled at the Stephanie Fred.
Not as much, but I didn't love it. But yeah.
Oh, I think that might be harder for me.
Y'all, this is Single Life, Season 2, Episode 8. As Poodle said, love in the fast lane. We're going to jump in.
Love in the fast lane.
Now, hey, we're still going strong for Chicago, y'all.
Yeah.
We are, if you're listening, when does this episode drop? What is today? I'm all mixed up because it's New
Sunday.
Year's. But today is, we're recording this on Saturday. Is it Friday?
Yes, Saturday.
Okay. So this is going to drop on Sunday. Y'all, we're not going to be dropping 90 Day Fiancé
before normal the 90 week. Day
on Sunday because we're going to be doing those shows on the live show.
You will be hearing that version on the live show.
We kind of shit the bed and forgot to announce it just because we were busy. And so we're going to drop our
Vicarious. We did a show the day after fucking Christmas.
Yeah, I was super... And Cubicle Warrior Jog fucked me on the last week.
And I was in a bunker at my brother's house.
Yes. So, and my dad almost died, but he's better now and he's stable in the hospital.
So, roller coaster ride.
We had a roller coaster.
Life in the fast lane.
That makes sense now. Anyway, so we're not going to do this normally, but since we're going to drop our Bicurious.
It's an experiment. Yeah. You will get this in the Bicurious, you guys. I can announce it now. Is Finding Magic Mike.
Finding Magic
now,
Mike. I'm excited.
I will encourage you. We're only going to talk about the first episode. I don't know. You may want to watch the second episode. Well, we'll see. Because I've watched them all. Of course I have.
Okay.
But I will say, if you're trying to get past the first two episodes, the first episode is a little slow. At episode 2 or 3, things pick up really fast. By episode 4, you're like, I can't get enough.
You're gonna
just like
say,
with Magic Mike Dick.
You're going to say, we're going to talk about episode 1, and then I'm going to watch episode 1, because I haven't watched any of it yet. But then you're going to talk about the last episode all throughout our show.
Yeah, that's what I'm
going to
do. Yeah.
No, and people aren't going to be prepared for
that. I've already decided I'm going to recap the entire series for those who want to hear it, and who won.
Well, you'll have to save that for the
I
end
will.
For a no
that'll
spoiler.
That'll be a no spoiler
Can
thing.
Can you do that?
Maybe.
Great.
Just watch the series. You'll be glad you did.
Well, I know, but they're listening to they're not going to have much time.
You'll figure it out.
I'm not going to watch it all tonight.
It's fine.
So, fine. Y'all, that's what we're going to do.
You don't support male strippers.
I haven't had time. So, I've supported male strippers quite a bit in my life. A lot more than you have, if you want to get down to dollars and cents.
You've paid rents of several.
I have. I hope that one guy get back to Brazil, his home country. Literally, he told me that. Anyway, that's another story. But we'll say, y'all, we're being as careful as we can. I know Omicron is raging, but we're in talks with theaters. As of now, at this moment, everything is still a go for us. So we are moving full ahead. We're moving full steam ahead with our Chicago show, and everyone's going to be vaxxed. And hopefully, we recommend if you haven't been boosted, get it. Some places are even requiring that you get boosted.
Yeah.
So, my friend just flew to Hawaii, and they said to get into Hawaii, they don't consider you vaccinated unless you are boosted.
Wow.
That's going to start in like 2 weeks.
Cool.
So anyway, y'all.
But you will be wearing masks at the show.
You will be wearing masks at the show. So anyway, that's
the only time we're allowed to take off our masks is when we are singing or doing sound checks or doing the show itself.
Like on the stage. Backstage, we have to wear a mask. So.
So.
Poodle wanted to bring one of his pup masks, and I told him that's not going to work.
You know, I'm going to have to pack it anyway. So,
No, you can leave that in the hotel.
You can leave
that. No, you're leaving that back at the DoubleTree. We're not.
Airport Hilton.
The Airport Hilton, y'all. Anyway, so that's a good. Any other announcements, Poodle?
I think that's it.
We hope you had a wonderful new year and you're looking
holiday.
Forward to 2022. We've got the messages. Y'all, we're gay. We know that Betty White passed away. So you can stop. There's like a Carl's wife who says, I gotta tell him. I'm like, honey, it was everywhere.
And I want to say, while we should mourn Betty White, think what the career she's had.
Oh,
she had 99 years on this planet,
yes.
And decades. So let's be thankful for what we had.
Oh, golly.
Instead of calling out public mourning. And what I would do, if you want to think of a way, instead of being sad, watch some Golden Girl episodes or watch some Mary Tyler Moore.
Or some Mama's Family.
Yes, Ellen.
Yes.
Or you know, even Hot in Cleveland, which is her most recent project. Yeah. You know, she gave us so much, and especially to the LGBT community.
And the animal community. She did a lot for the black community back on her show.
Yeah.
That's one reason why people think her show got canceled, because she had black people. They said, take black people off. And she said, when she had her own show, like a variety show.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
She said, yeah, thank you, but live with it.
Yeah.
And then she got canceled.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, y'all. So rest in laughter, Betty White.
Rest in laughter.
We love you. All right. Let's jump into this. South Africa. Let's talk about South Africa and Sinjin. I meet my friend Aaron.
Is it weird that I've completely lost interest now that Tania's not there? It sounds awful to say that.
It's weird. But Sinjin's just not exciting without Tania.
It's not even that. I feel like he's now left a relationship of 4 years, went on some kind of walkabout, but we didn't get to see any of it. So in a way, I think we would buy him trying to start a new life if we saw a whole episode of him processing. We did not see that. We saw him like going to Nashville and talking to Elvis.
I don't think there was anything interesting. That's why.
But
I agree.
They could have produced this.
He did this for like 2 weeks almost, this road trip.
But that's what I'm saying. If they would have given us, they could, a good producer could have gotten him to do something.
No, he had to do all this on his phone. Or the GoPro they gave him.
But I'm saying, you saw him talking. You know, he could have done this. I guarantee you, that they could have made him kind of say, I really processed this and I'm going to miss. He could have done like a Nicole Jr. thing for Tania and his relationship.
I agree.
Because then I think we would kind of be on board with him meeting other people. Because now it's kind of like, so he's just going to date now and we're all happy about it?
Yeah.
And all of us think this girl he meets at the end, you guys, this is just a fucking rebound. This is a one night stand.
She just wants to fuck.
Yeah.
She all but tells him, hey, I just want to fuck.
Y'all, men out there, if you're thinking, straight men who listen, and gay men, if you meet someone and they're like, where are you at? They're like, well, yeah, I'm kind of a go with the flow kind of person.
That means
stick it in.
That's what that means. I literally wrote, go with the flow means go in my hole. That's what it means, y'all. And that's wonderful.
I have a jersey that says go with the flow.
Yeah. And that is wonderful. It's wonderful to just fuck around and do what you want to do and just suck some dicks and lick some puss and do it all.
Lick a lot of puss.
Lick a lot of puss.
But, and I wrote, I'm bangable right now, anytime.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like, I didn't feel like he was either experiencing anything new, and I didn't even feel upset about it. It was just kind of nothing.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if they built him up for us to care about him enough. If he did some kind of walkabout and actually worked on himself, we might.
You know what it is? When Tania's out of relationships, there's no stakes.
That's true. You're exactly right.
It's very low stakes for him because she's the one that put all the pressure in the relationship.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Y'all, he's just going to walk around barefoot in camp and, you know, and try to get his dick sucked.
And let's be honest, that's exactly right. There's not a lot of depth to St. John.
There's not.
But I think it could have been produced in a way that we would have been happy with him. He could have gone to places and seen, like in the Appalachian Trail, which he was there, all sissies were talking about it. He did. He was around for 2 weeks. He could have looked off into a vista and said, I now think this is over, and I'm trying to figure out what else is next for my life. What do I want? What are my intentions for this? Nothing. We got him talking to Elvis and going to Texas.
Yeah.
And pointing at Arkansas and singing some song.
Yep.
I agree.
Yeah. I agree. It's a missed opportunity.
So he's staying with his friend Aaron.
Because, you know,
hot.
Well, because also, too, if we think about it, you know, they've kind of, I mean, she forces it because she's just this way. But that's one thing they've done with Natalie is they've kind of shown Natalie, they've shown a little bit, they didn't show her this episode, but with Natalie, we get someone to pull behind the curtain and see kind of what's going on behind her. But I think maybe it's A, it's St. John. B, he's a South African man. So maybe they just don't want to, maybe it's not producers. Maybe it's St. John. Maybe he just can't do it.
But I think for a South African man, he is extremely vulnerable.
I think so too, but maybe it's still not enough. I don't know.
I just think it's such a missed opportunity.
I agree. So yes, let's talk about Aaron. Y'all.
He's hot.
Ooh, I was just waiting. I literally just put, he's so, very tall. He's kind of like tree trunky.
Yeah. He's taken his road trip and he finally gets there in his white Nissan Sentra or whatever it is.
Toyota Camry, actually.
Is it? Yeah. No, it's an old, then it's an old Camry.
It's an older Camry. Yeah. It's Camry.
So.
It's a version of the Camry that came out after my Camry. Who cares?
I don't think it's not a nice car, though.
Taylor, the Camrys are like a family car.
I guess. Anyway, so. They are, he's like, yeah, Tania's been checking in with me and just
Nation's
making sure I'm alive.
Popular car, actually. They're the most popular car in the country. Or they were
Who
until
gives
the RAV4.
A shit?
Okay, sorry.
Can we talk about God? Who fucking cares? Anyway. So he says, I've let go of the possibility that Tania and I are ever going to be together again.
Yes.
Again. This is something we could have seen. And then we would have been okay with him getting his dick wet at the bar.
Yeah. Because it's not that I'm not okay with him getting his dick wet, but it just was like.
We don't care. We don't. It's just like. We don't care.
Whoa, this just feels so. You literally left 15 right. minutes ago in this episode, and now it's like 15 minutes later.
The point in all reality shows, you guys, especially with a cast, we have to have someone to root for. Or we need a troll to hate.
Yeah.
And it sounds horrible to be so black and white about things.
That's the way it is.
But in a show like this, where we know all these characters beforehand, are they wounded people who are looking for healing? Or are they trolls that we're going to hate watch? It's obvious Jesse and Yennefer are trolls. We have no... But... And... Stephanie's a troll. We don't like her. And Natalie is a troll, but in a weird way.
But she is a troll. But however, she gives off this wounded deer vibe,
right? And I can't look away.
You can't look away.
But for Debbie and I thought it might be St. John. I thought we were going to get two people we'd root for. I can't root for St. John anymore. Because I don't see any reason to.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe they'll change, but yeah, I agree.
I don't know. So, anyway.
Use of the gift. Go ahead. Aaron.
It's big. It's girthy. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. St. John's, I've already said, isn't that nice.
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, they are, of course, St. John, y'all, is still looking for a soulmate.
He is, and so there is, and blonde. Soulmate. He's excited for blonde.
I would like to date a blonde girl,
and so
maybe a gothic girl.
Anybody, but y'all, he doesn't even want to touch anyone close to Tania.
No,
and so his friends are like, "Well, we're going to go out, and we're going to go out and have a drink. Would you like to come?" And so they take him out,
Phoenix baby.
And so y'all, they're at like a little brewery, and that's where he meets Kira. She's a very pretty girl. Her.
She's 23 in school.
I just want to say, and I know, maybe you are going to disagree with me. I think Instagram and TikTok makeup tutorials have ruined us, because now y'all 20-year-olds are wearing too much makeup. I'm just going to say it. It's too
She's
much
23.
Too much makeup.
I agree with you there. I find myself telling people that have too much makeup all the time that
I think y'all, I'm going to say it again. There is no need to
although
contour.
You could wear more.
And oh, yes. I just want to use spackle on you and then just really glue a mask to your face so I don't have to look at the skin. Yeah. There's no reason for you to drag queen contour your face when you're going to a bar.
I was fine with her bold red lip.
That's fine.
But you're right.
Her skin looked fake. Because she was wearing so much concealer and makeup. And it's not even her. I'm not even upset. It's the culture of it.
You're right. It's the makeup tutorial culture.
Just a little concealer and some BB cream or a tinted moisturizer. I swear, if you have good skin, is all you need.
And it's weird because think about someone like Tiffany. Tiffany wears makeup. She does makeup tutorials. And Tiffany's in her mid-20s, late-20s?
Yeah.
Yeah, late 20s, because Daniel was born. Daniel's like 10.
Sure.
So she's late 20s. But she doesn't wear too much.
I will say you know what I think, what a lot of people do? You can be heavy-handed and fun with your eyeshadow and your lip.
But it's the concealer, it's the
concealer,
the foundation.
And it's the contouring. People really...
Yeah.
I'm so sick of seeing just...
Actual drag queen lines.
Fair women, I'm so sick of seeing just literally brown lines in the middle of their cheek.
I think it may be drag queen culture.
I think that's a lot of it. Yeah. I think drag queen culture has very much infiltrated.
These women just walking around like drag queens.
I'm not saying you can't, but it's just...
It's different too, I think, if you're going for a more, like a different look. But she was just going out for a laid back night look. And it was too much.
So,
I agree. And she's a very pretty woman.
And another thing about is her eyebrows were drawn on too much.
That was ridiculous.
It's just too much.
Yeah.
She's a beautiful woman, but she does what a lot of young women do.
Yep. Everyone's watching too many makeup tutorials. You're right. So anyway, they have this conversation that makes no fucking sense.
They don't.
She's like, I like what you did. I'd like to travel around. And she's sending him every signal.
Great.
And he's like,
got really nervous.
I didn't know he had this little game.
I think maybe he did, but do you feel like Tania kind of usurped his confidence?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so too. I didn't realize that until he was so nervous.
Yeah. She needs to be the dominant one in every relationship she's in.
Yeah.
And he was okay with letting her do that for a while. And I think
he thought it would balance out in some way.
Yeah.
And then he realized, oh, no, it's not.
I think they'd still be together if it wasn't for the kid thing, though.
I actually think the kid thing was his way out.
Hmm.
I don't think it's just a kid.
No, I totally agree, but I think they'd still be together if there wasn't a concrete thing that let her know.
Maybe he would feel stuck, but I think he would have come up with another reason, another nail to get out of that relationship.
Yeah. Yeah. So, y'all, he says, my whole life I go with my intuition, and this...
Like, that's great. That's great that you do that. And so, he tries to ask her out, and he's like, so, you know, if you'd like to... I mean, he is bumbling.
She's like, I'll go out with you.
She's like,
do we have to have dinner first, or can we just bang on my roommate's couch?
Yeah. They just got this new couch from Living Spaces. It's very comfortable.
It costs $400.
Yeah. Rooms to go, and I'm rooms to hoe.
Good for her.
Y'all, that would be Poodle's furniture store.
Rooms to hoe.
And it's just
rooms
furniture you can fuck on.
It's not really nice,
But it's all scotch guarded.
Yeah, and you can clean it with a Lysol rag.
All vinyl.
You'll make runes to go, and I'll make a makeup line called Mom's Makeup. That's just natural.
Yes.
For women who have cheese sticks in their hair from their kids.
I love that.
Cheese sticks. Make.
Should we talk about Debbie? There's not a lot
now
here.
Now I want cheese sticks.
There's not a lot here.
He's talking about Debbie. Okay.
There
first
are
of all,
works.
There. The breakfast they get is entirely too much food.
I agree.
This is why Americans are
overweight.
I think that's
Vegas in general.
It is so much food.
Yeah.
It's wasteful.
I feel like our restaurant food is absurd. So like the portions are out of control.
I can't eat all of it anymore.
It's like Cheesecake Factory portions.
I haven't been there in probably 15 years. Well, no. No, that's not true. I did a QuickBooks training for my Cubicle Warrior job. Who cares?
It was
like 3 years ago.
I was going out with that guy who was a manager mostly, and I demanded to go to the Cheesecake Factory 3 times because I wanted free food.
How long ago was this?
About 3 or 4 years ago.
You really will do anything
Y'all,
for free food.
Well, free food is, I can't even tell you.
Why is that such
a
thing for you?
It's the most erotic thing for me.
I really don't know why. It really, yeah.
To see someone sign a corporate thing and put a corporate card and know that they just didn't pay for it and to leave a tip. And I'll say, let me leave the tip.
Yeah, that's the only time you take just the tip.
And you know, the thing is, I never had sex with him.
Because
I only made out with him a little bit because I really kind of didn't want to.
So would you?
I had some good Oreo cheesecake that felt like sex.
Would you ever get into a full on relationship with someone who's in the food business because food is such like a trigger for you? Would you be constantly just faced with you have the option to eat at Red Lobster because your boyfriend or husband is a manager there or an owner?
I think by then I'd be so...
just fat on cheese biscuits.
At that point, I'd be so into some food addiction. Yeah. Or I don't think I know which way was up. And I'd combine it with drugs or something like that.
So do you think that's the why part of you knows I need to not get invested
in
this.
Oh, yeah. No, it's just me picking what's bad for me.
Y'all, so if you want Poodle to get set up with your friend who's an Applebee's manager, they're not going to marry.
But no,
Buffalo Wings.
We'll fuck around until I get bored, which is usually about 3 or 4 dates.
Or full. Literally, any way you want to take that one.
That's true. It's sad that I know that about myself.
No, like, it's not sad. It's good,
like,
you know.
Like for me, 2 dates, I'm kind of like, okay, it's make or break here. By the third date, y'all, I know, and I'm kind of on the third date just for the ride.
And yeah, that's true.
And then I had the talk.
Well, maybe 2022 will be. Maybe you'll hoe the distance.
I can hold the distance. I'll be there someday. That is a beautiful song.
It is. You can
from Hercules.
Go out with fuck a man for at least 10 dates.
How to eat my own weight in cheesecake in 10 days.
Actually, I could see Kate Hudson starring that. She could bring her vodka.
Should we talk about Debbie?
Let's talk about Debbie. Yeah.
They are, her and Aubrey, they are at Eggworks, and they're talking about Jay ghosting her.
We should talk about Debbie, but y'all remember, we're going to drop this on the free feed. So if you're listening on the free feed, we're going to take a commercial, and for the Patreon Super Sissies, we're going to keep going.
Poodle, I got to tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with her ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Caw!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation, or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com /realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners, we know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
So I left him a nasty voicemail. And I told him that he could fuck off.
He can fuck up.
That's what I told him. We're not gonna do that.
He's a liar. He's been on fire.
He's been lying every term.
Let's kill him. Let's kill him, Mom. I'm gonna stream him up by his windows.
You're right. We're gonna go to his house, Pee-wee.
All right. Can I drag him out by his feet, Mom, and then just hang him up by a meat hook?
You scare me again, Pee-wee.
Saw that on a movie once, Mom.
You see a lot on the side of my face, Pee-wee.
Okay, I do.
So, y'all, I gotta say one thing. Being ghosted is awful.
It's horrible.
And I've done it before. I've been ghosted before. I've done it very, very, very infrequently.
But I
have been ghosted before.
You know when I've been ghosted more, but I've only ghosted whenever I was in situations.
Yeah, like that time in your 20s, you were ghosted like every other weekend. I remember that. That was actually sad to watch. Oof. Just come home and see him eating ice cream again.
Yeah. Because you were always coming back from the free clinic with another antibiotic.
I wasn't ghosted, though. Oh.
Yeah. But I only ghosted someone when I actually felt unsafe.
Yeah.
Or I felt like their energy got that super aggro.
You know what? I think that's what happened to me. I felt like I didn't want to respond.
Like, I felt unsafe. That was the only time I was like, nope, block. Like, you're skeezing me out.
In a way, though, when someone does, if someone responds to me, or if they respond again, or if I forget or something, I don't necessarily think of it as being ghosting. If we hook up one time and I never talk to them again, that's not ghosting for me.
No.
But if I go out on a date with them and I send them a text and I never hear anything again, that sucks.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't do that. I think I would say, I think I would give someone, if I did not think it was a match, I would say, yeah, I don't know if we're a match really, but if you want to be friends, and if they come back with the, yeah, sure, I'd like to be friends, that's when you just start making up stuff that you're busy. Because it's hard to
Maybe don't say you want to be friends.
What do you say then?
Just say, hey, thanks for the day, but...
not a match.
I think it's not a match.
What if they say, would you like to be friends?
Well, now if they come back with that...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Then I wouldn't respond. Or actually, at this point in my life, I'd probably say, I'm good, thanks.
Okay.
I would.
I'm good, thanks.
Yep. I said that to a guy once. He wanted to go out on a date again, and I dropped him off, and he said...
Oh, I remember this.
Yeah, and I said, but he's the guy that
sucked... he had been treating you like shit.
No, he was the guy who... Well, yeah, he's the guy who was sucking his dick, and he was on his phone.
I love that story!
And I said, it's time to go. And then, but he was still... So, I think, again...
The absolute disrespect.
But what that shows, the same thing about that, and the same thing with ghosting... That's the deal, y'all. He was really into me.
Yeah.
Even when I took him home, he was trying to like rub on me, and he was like, oh, let's go out and do this again. That's just the same way with ghosting, y'all. It's not about when I was sucking his dick, y'all. I know. I have told all of my ex-girlfriends back in Oklahoma how to suck their husband's dick, and I tell you, I have on many a report that I know what I'm doing, okay? It wasn't me. It was him. The ghosting.
Right.
When it's not Debbie, it's this fucking loser.
I agree. It's not. So when you, if you're ghosted, yes. If you're ghosted, it is all about them.
Try to change. Yeah. When somebody says, did you get ghosted? And you say, no, I got gifted with my own time. With my own time.
That ghoster gave me a gift.
My time.
So y'all, anyway, he told her, don't tell
Burger
people.
Burger King, I'm just going to have it. I've been thinking of it for like 2 weeks now. I've been thinking, I'm going to have black eyed peas tonight, but I think tomorrow I'm just going to have to get Burger King. It's just in me.
Because I asked?
Yeah.
Great.
Well, you're starting to cook food and it's making me hungry.
Nothing smells like Burger King in here.
I know, but it's just food.
Don't put the blame on me for your food cravings. And you don't have to make them. People have said, I wish you wouldn't talk about things like that.
Who
on the
said
podcast.
That? Who said
lots
that?
Of people.
I don't know.
Well, you can ignore them if you want. But
okay.
So he said, don't tell people we met on an app. Then they Google him. I guess we need to do this on camera. His address and everything, blah, blah, blah. And Debbie's like, you can find anything on the internet.
Whoa, son of a bitch.
Rat bastard.
And y'all, because Debbie is so new to this, y'all, you kind of have to, if you go on, you don't maybe need to do it before, but y'all, after your first date,
you Google
them. We all Google people.
Yeah, I agree.
And you have to, and I think in a way, because
especially because I've had so many things with, has this person been incarcerated? I've dated some real sketchers.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think especially after the second date, I think you should Google them.
I think so too. Yeah. So
it creeps me out when people know about me in the first date. Of course, I Googled you before the first date.
I feel like now it's just common knowledge that people are going to get Googled.
Kind of freaks me a little bit if they know a lot about me. They're like, yeah, I looked you up. I'm like, that's a little invasive.
I mean, I wouldn't admit it the first date.
These crazy fuckers I go out with.
Do you Google them before the first date, or do you?
No,
I try not to.
No,
after a date, I might.
Usually after. Yep. If I want to see them again.
Yeah.
Yep. I've seen everything I need to see. Their dick. So I needed to see.
You'll go on a date with a guy and he'll like say, "Oh, I saw that you have a podcast."
Yeah.
Did they say that to you?
Sometimes.
And that totally freaks you out.
No, it kind of feels a little invasive if it's the first date.
So if
I think I'd rather tell them.
Not the podcast. What is it would they find out? They see piano cap footage from like the annals of Pornhub?
That's archived.
Okay.
Oof, you got to pay. It's behind a paywall now. And if they want to pay, I don't give a shit. So
I saw you do that move that you call the poodle payola. Wow.
Yeah, stretch. So y'all, she's got an address. Aubrey, y'all, we all need a ride or die like Aubrey.
We
Aubrey's
do.
Like, let's go.
She's like, let's do it.
So they're gonna
I would
go.
Do it. That's Aunt Peggy and Aunt Darla did that for my dad.
And it turns out he's also 62, not 58.
He lied about that.
Now it says he's married. Do you think they kind of jumped to the idea that, oh, he's married? He could be separated.
I don't know. It depends. The thing is, I don't know either if he went out on a date and he didn't, if she told him about the show, because he would have had to sign this for a release.
Yeah, that's the thing. Who does this when you're married actively to someone?
Unless they paid him, but he didn't. Y'all, let's be honest. This guy doesn't know what 90 Day Fiancé is. He doesn't watch it. So was he dumb enough to think that this won't be a big deal?
I think he's separated.
And then maybe he like, I think he's probably separated
but
too.
But Debbie and Aubrey immediately say, well, he's married. Can you imagine?
But he did say he has a secret to tell her.
Yeah, that's probably
so
it.
Maybe that was it.
But wonder why, do you know why, do you think he ghosted her?
I think I don't think he liked the TV thing.
Yeah.
So, and honestly, I think y'all, everybody has their own quirks, what they like. I think he liked pre-makeover Debbie.
Mm.
I mean, look at this guy. He was a very schlubby guy.
Yeah.
And I think Debbie kind of cleaned herself up and she looks really nice. I don't think he wants that.
So he was
that.
Worried that he would not be...
He wants a woman that he can like... That she, you know, wears like a stained t-shirt because she's been doing laundry and they go out and eat at Bennigan's.
I love Bennigan's.
I think it's gone, isn't it?
I think it is. Now I'm talking about my food issues. Let's move on to Jesse and Yennefer.
Do we have to?
Quiero más. Quiero más. The word, the music. Quiero más. Quiero... Bleh.
Y'all, they're on a boat because Jesse wants to show her luxury. I want to show her the luxury life. Y'all, this is just a fucking Instagram trip.
I need to say their whole relationship was brought into razor focus for me.
It is that this is where the magnifying glass got put on the relationship. Because it's all about Instagram.
I found myself physically sick when he said, yes, I need to show her the private island Jesse experience. He's like, you know, I'm a, I can't say this without retching. I'm a digital luxury nomad.
Wow.
Take a barf break.
Wow.
Digital luxury nomad.
You know what?
And luxury is part of my brand.
You know what it is that bothers me?
Barf.
Y'all, if you're... Why are you wearing your old sandals, not your new ones?
Because I like my old ones. I'm breaking my new ones in.
Oh, okay.
I want comfort.
Oh, that makes sense.
Fuck off.
On camera, you wear the new ones after people shaved you.
Yeah.
So...
I'm all about appearances.
You know, there are people... Like, if this was, like, someone who was ready to, like, the Radswells or Radswell or whatever that family... Or the Bouviers, and they're actual a luxury... But, y'all, Jesse...
It was the way he said it.
It's the way he...
I'm a digital luxury nomad.
It's false. It's not even who he really is.
Ugh.
It's... Like, to me, Darcy has more of a right to be a luxury digital nomad person than Jesse. Because Darcy's,
I think
starting a fashion line. She, like, is into all this kind of, like...
Well, no, the thing about it is, you guys, it's like the term content creator, which I despise, and...
I don't despise it in that... I mean, we have some sissies. I have some friends that are content creators that work really fucking hard and do this, but Jesse...
I'm just saying the term means nothing. That's why I say I despise it. Not the job of what people are actually doing.
It's like when somebody says that they're a change maker, and I'm like, what does that mean?
Or an entrepreneur.
I don't know.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
I don't know what that
entrepreneur,
means.
Entrepreneur, a little bit more, but change, I don't know what that means.
Entrepreneur does not mean you are successful in business. That means you haven't found what you want to do yet. You're looking to find something new.
For a lot of people, I agree. It usually helps when they have a descriptive word in front of it, like this type of.
I don't know. I hate every descriptor because nothing's going to encompass everything I do.
Slut.
That's Enneagram 4 for y'all.
That is Enneagram 4, yeah.
Ooh.
I'm not in Enneagram. So the entrepreneur doesn't bother me.
Content creator bothers me.
Because entrepreneurs, to me, means you are someone who wants to be your own business person. You have a curiosity, but I don't like the whole content creator and the whole like change maker. It's saying it's like putting like this value on what you were.
It is.
It's important. And y'all, Jesse doesn't do important things.
No.
I know content creators or social media people that do really fucking cool, important things.
And I'm not denigrating.
And I'm just putting that out there so people don't come. Because we have people that do social media stuff that listen to us.
I'm saying I hate Jesse. The term, not the, because it doesn't, when you say what it means, people are just like, what's that? And you have to explain what that is. And it's a term that's bandied about that no one, it's lost its meaning in the 21st century. So they're going to their private island, which is the Jesse experience. And he says, every day I fell in love a little more. And I said to her how I feel, and I need her to say it back. So, of course, we're going to do tantric yoga.
And I screamed, Lord!
Which, honestly, I love tantric stuff. Like tantric yoga, tantric sits. They never do them right on the show. They're a really beautiful, wonderful experience if you've never done it.
They only do them in the reference to sexuality, though, and not closeness.
Exactly. When I've done tantric, it's not about... It's everything, but it's not this... It almost like the way they show it on these shows is that it's leading up to sex.
Sex, yeah.
And that's not it at all.
Yeah.
In fact, in a lot of tantra, you don't actually even touch.
Right.
Unless you've been doing tantric sits and stuff like that for a long time. Come at us, tantra sissies!
But yeah, it's the way it's always perceived as something very sexual to take something to a higher level...
And I think people think when you have tantric sex, it means like you have sex and like your eyes pop out of your head and you orgasm for like 10 minutes. Sorry, you went to a place when I said that. That's not what it is, though.
So at one point, he's on top of her, which it looks like he's just boning her in the butt.
He's totally rubbing his butt and bumping
her. I can't believe that the tantra yoga guy asked them to do that.
I don't think so. Y'all, I'm telling you now, if they get together, I'm calling it now, there will one day be an OnlyFans.
I think there's already starting to be one. They have a calendar out. So he says, I am too turned on. I can't get up. And the tantra guy is kind of like, oh my.
He's like,
oh my. You're embarrassed?
Well, because I think he was embarrassed because that's not... what tantra is really supposed to be.
I guess, but I'm saying he'd had to have seen it before.
I don't know. I think for the cameras, and I think for their positions, probably for the cameras were different. Meanwhile, the producer says, Jennifer says, you know, yet Jesse had a big problem. He couldn't get up. And the producer's like, how big a problem did he have?
It was good for me.
Blah. She's like, it was big. You know, Poodle's already used the gift with Jesse.
It's not. It's not. Nothing to write home about.
We do say, think full kind of like bulbous balls.
Yeah.
And an ass that you could write a U.S. a copy of the U.S. Constitution on it. It's beautiful. Four fucks.
Four score. And 7 inches ago.
That's a Gettysburg Address. That's a better one.
That's a better one.
Yeah.
So, our fathers, Baltimore's a new nation. So, they're basically talking about they're like, we have to they said it's good to concentrate on their person's energy, and I went, you can't concentrate on these other person's energy because you actually don't know how to be vulnerable with each other, because there is no there inside either of you that you've actually found.
It's
such bullshit.
You're it's the there you're creating. And so, but y'all, they sit, she kind of sits on him, they breathe together, which is a thing in tantra, and she says, I feel so complete in so many ways. And he says, he just honestly says, and, you know what, I love doing this with, I love you. And she says, te quiero.
And I believe, y'all, this is day 6 that he's been there. So it took her...
Love bomb. He's love bombing her. Well, she's got a love bombing back for Instagram words.
It took her a full 4.5 to 5 days.
Well...
to say I love you. I'm joking about it.
No.
I'm saying it's absurd.
I let's be honest. I've met a guy. We are biblical. Kind of intimate. If he has a 10-inch dick, usually I'm saying I love you by the end of that.
I love you. I love your dick. I mean, I love you.
He wants to go home, and I'm like, but I love you. But yeah, y'all, this is where they're kind of having this moment, and they feel so complete, and they love each other back.
Did you hear what she said? She's talking there in the moment, both of them. She's like, yesterday, we established that we are completely in love. And I went, ding, Instagram verified.
Instagram
verified relationship.
And which, so y'all, they're taking a boat to this, like, this beach, a luxury, and she even says, your favorite word, luxury.
God, this is hard. This is sickening.
And then
to
Jennifer
me.
Says, I want to, Jesse goes against a drink. She says, but I want to talk to him about something. And y'all, she's upset that he hasn't Instagram posted about her.
Well, but
that's basically it.
And he's been in Colombia, he's posted several things with like random girls. Like, are you having relationships with them? My family follows you.
Y'all.
That's what she's upset about.
This is fake. This is fake. This is totally created. She understands what his job is.
Yeah.
They just, honestly, I don't think they probably have a lot of drama because they're both kind of soulless inside.
Yeah, I agree.
But they're making this up. But it still is gross. I just want to say this, y'all. What happens on Instagram is not what's happening right in your relationship. If y'all think about how many people on Instagram have you seen, oh my God, they look so happy, they look so wonderful, and then you see them post this smiling, happy photo, and they look just in love, and then 2 days later, you hear they got divorced.
A lot.
That happens a lot. Instagram is not real life.
It's aspirational.
It's smoke and mirrors, and it's not... not what your relationship is. But that's what's sad.
He says...
It is to them.
He says, it's a promotional post. And I went, like this show. But like this show like is for show. You. It's
but
promotional.
But he's actually wrong. Because it's not a promotional post. Because to them, what happens on their Instagram is what happens in their life. I bet you that's how they remember memories in their life.
She actually
was right. If you think of their fucked up terminology, she is right. He should be posting about her. That is actually like the real world is the Matrix and the fucking Instagram is their actual real lives to them.
I liked it how he got really upset. He got sick. He's like, well, I saw you got posed with that guy in the helicopter. Are you seeing his journey? She's like, well, we did date.
She's like, well, I got paid for that. And you're saying, oh, did he? And then Jesse said, did he pay to date you? Which basically is calling her a hooker. Sex worker, whatever.
Calling her an escort.
Yeah,
basically.
Escort. Thank you.
And here's the thing. I'm not defending Jesse by any means. I don't know if he meant that obliquely in a translation.
I think so. I think he was being a dick about it. I think it's planned because y'all, she calls him an idiot. And y'all, this is not how Jennifer would slap someone if you called her an escort in real life.
This is the lightest slap.
Y'all, she would slap the motherfucking shit out of you. Didn't she slap Tim?
What?
Didn't she slap Tim?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
So anyway, she's like, now he's showing who he really is. Y'all, this late in their storyline, they're introducing this and no one believes it.
No one. No one. No one.
That was better in pitch than Alicia Keys sung it.
Oh, God, we can't get email Jake it or fake it.
Tell y'all. If you've seen Alicia Keys, you will know what I'm talking about, especially live.
She does say to him, she's like, I don't know why you would say that, Jesse. Fuck you.
Yeah. I feel nothing. I felt nothing. Should I move on to Stephanie, which I felt something, but I wanted to barf. It was me running to the toilet.
Y'all, Stephanie and Fred are taking a bath.
They're, I noticed he's still wearing underwear.
He's still wearing it. She's wearing
panties.
Yeah.
And no bra.
No bra. She's pretty free with her boobs.
Yeah.
And I mean, honestly, we should be. Men are, y'all, I think men and women should just be able to be topless.
I think that might be a little distracting during things.
What? I think that, but I mean, I feel like, let's make it equal. Why not?
I agree, but I think you'd have to go back to certain First Nations to find where that didn't happen.
That's never going to happen, yeah. But I'm just saying that's what I think.
I mean, I think it's a lovable thought.
Yeah.
So you, when they are, you know, they're going to take a bath. I was confused. Are there people still at her house and they're taking a bath?
Is she still having the party?
Are they just eating what's left of a Ritz cracker and a summer sausage log?
I think they are.
While they're taking a bath?
I think they are.
That's not being a good host.
Poodle, have you ever left your own party to go have sex with someone?
I'm not familiar. Next.
Exactly. You did that at one of our own house parties. You went in the room, you locked your door, but we had that air vent that led to my room so we could just hear y'all smacking and making out.
Yeah. Well, Meanwhile, you're welcome.
There was 30 people in our front living room.
And they got a show. So he says,
I wish I was making this that
up. This is interesting. Doesn't it feel like she regresses back to 14 or 15?
Yeah, well, she, again.
And I get it that she knew him then.
Yeah.
But it made me feel gross.
This is, people do that. My Aunt Peggy did this with that guy, Scott, when they were high school.
I can't talk about.
She said, I felt like I'm in high school again. There is something about it recaptures a youthful time. That's why I think why people do this a lot.
Well, also, but still, then it's not great because the power dynamic is still off because he was a senior and she was 15 years old.
Yeah, but close your eyes. I want you to close your eyes and imagine you at 15 years old, okay?
No,
but who was your high school crush?
I think it was hot. I'm saying the power dynamic he'll feels weird and doesn't make me feel good.
No, and but I think that's what's 99% of what's going to happen. That what I was about to say is, did you have a crush on a guy who's a senior?
No, because I was so afraid to have it. No.
That is sad.
Did you?
Oh, well, I never verbally, but yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think I did.
Well, I guess not. I didn't know it then, but when you look back on now.
Yeah, but I never really let myself do it.
No, not then. But like when you look back on it now, you're like, oh, I was totally.
Oh, yeah. I know who boys I was had a big crush on, but I never knew it.
So imagine one specific in your head. And if you could date him now, you would totally like fall in that dynamic. I think it would be very hard not to.
I guess I'm saying that
it's fucked up.
What she's wanting from this is exactly what's not happening.
Yes.
She's getting what she thinks she's in a way she thinks she's setting the power dynamic up in her.
Well, I also think it's she's trying to rewrite her history. And
right.
She never did sleep with him. And a part of her, I guess, wishes she would have.
It's everything about this feels like she talks one thing and then she's just like any other basic
person. But that's
person.
Stephanie. But we already knew it. She did that with Erica.
Yeah.
She talked about everything and then Erica met her and Erica said, you talked a big game and now you act like a different person. That's Stephanie.
And so he says, she's like, it's just so romantic and serendipitous. First of all, it's not romantic or serendipitous. Serendipitous would mean he would show up and you didn't know he would show up.
Yeah.
You invited him to your fucking house party. You invited him to take a fucking bath with you.
You texted him and said, do you want to be on 90 Day Fiancé?
I don't think that's serendipitous. No one's having hot chocolate here.
Don't bring up that movie. I don't even want.
I hated that movie.
I don't even want.
I
don't even use the word serendipitous anymore, or even serendipity, because that movie is so bad. And if you like that movie, then I am.
You're talking like Kim from.
Oh, and if you like the movie, if you like serendipity, it's one of my favorite movies. Because if you know, Michael Jackson was originally going to do the soundtrack for that, but you know, then he passed. So it's about just like hot chocolate and love. And what the thing is, to drink a hot chocolate, it's got to be on your skin, on your lips. It's got to be skin to thim. And you know,
John Cusack.
Yeah, and you know, and because you know, if you want to stick it in, it's got to be skin to skin. It's got to be skin to skin.
That's her catchphrase.
Yes.
So.
God, that movie was horrible.
When she says, "When my greatest moment of queasiness is when he says, I would like to invite you to my vagina."
Okay.
I liquefied on the couch and just slid off.
If that line I thought was, that I kind of, as a producer, I went, bravo. Like you say good line, Stephanie. You give good show. If a man told you, I would like to invite you to my dick, to sit on my dick.
No, I just hate it. It's like, that's not the way you talk.
It's not. Okay. I'm just making sure.
No, that's not the way you talk to anyone. If you want to say it dirty, fine. But that is like, that's like saying, Aunt Joan, I'd like to invite you to my settee.
Well, it made me giggle when Fred was like, she said, yeah, I have an invitation. He's like, is this like a Facebook invitation?
Well, he's trying to make the best of it because she's so fucking gross about it.
And he says, like, Do I say I'm going or that I'm interested?
Well, that's the
thing. Which is what you say on Facebook, y'all.
She's being so clinical with it. Mm-hmm. I'm telling y'all, something happened. It's no one behaves this way.
No, I agree.
Without, because you can also tell she's terrified to have sex.
She also is, she's somebody, she's highly anxious. She is terrified and she's a highly anxious person. It's so much so that she asks him what position they're going to have sex in.
Oh, and she has to ask him because she's preparing herself mentally. And she also has a list of positions in her head now, she wants to hit.
Now look.
This is not how sex should go.
I disagree. I think the way she's doing it is not great. It's not in, I would say, I don't like to use the word normal, but I guess in circumstances without trauma. But there are people that have either experienced sexual trauma that they do need to like...
100% agree.
They need to talk about a plan of what's going to happen.
100% agree.
If she's not doing that.
She's not doing that. She said, you know, I've had bad experiences with sex before. I've decided I need to come up with a plan. I totally buy this.
Yeah.
This seems like, for her, a way to keep control.
Yeah.
Instead of actually letting go and being vulnerable. Yeah,
she doesn't let go.
And, ugh, gross. So then he kind of surprised her. Well, I'll have to eat you out first. And I went,
oh, I missed that. Did they beep it?
Is
that
no!
I totally missed that. And I watched
then it. Then you missed the really churning, the stomach churning segment.
No. I saw that. He said, I have to eat you out first.
He said, yeah, I'd have to eat you out first. That's how it works. Then I would blah, blah, blah to you. Then we do missionary.
No,
then,
I got the mission. I just missed that eat you out.
Yeah. That's what he said.
See, I think if it wasn't her, but I think, what if a guy was forward with you and said, I'm going to do this and this and this to you?
Well, here's the thing. It would be.
I guess it wasn't foreplay at all.
It wasn't foreplay because it was so casual.
So casual, yeah. It was weird.
It's not sexy.
It's not. Wasn't sexy.
And I understand talking about it in a way, but it was in between humor and sexual. It was in that weird. It felt like they were reading a textbook, and that's why.
I'd say more like a brochure. But yeah.
You guys, sex, you can have an idea going in, but if you're narrating in your mind, you're not in it. You're not in it. You can't allow yourself.
No, I agree. It's a letting go.
Yeah. And this idea that, and so then they keep going, and he goes to the bed.
They go to the bedroom.
She's like, I guess this is it. And I go, I'm like her dog, but I'm scratching to get out of the room.
Because I cut through a dog scratch on the door. I'm calling out. They didn't have sex. She's not going to do it.
And that's what's so frustrating. I honestly say, we're 8 episodes in. I think there are 10 episodes. I think out of everyone on this season, she's been the most frustrating for me.
I
could even handle Jesse and Yennefer more than her.
Oh, no. I'd rather handle her. Because at least she's funny and she's witty. She says funny lines. I just think of him as like a comedian telling a joke. I don't even think of them as a person with her anymore because she's so performative to me.
Are you talking about Stephanie?
Mm-hmm.
But that's the goal. That's not the goal.
But like, I know, but she's more interesting to me personality-wise than Jesse and Jennifer, who are just snooze.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bum deal for me, honestly, because this is such an important thing that a lot of women especially, but men too, deal with is... We were talking about somebody who hadn't been with somebody in a while, and we both were talking about like there's nothing wrong with being single or being alone for a long time. And
she's saying there is, though.
But no, but I'm saying, and a lot of sissies related to that and came to us. So I was honestly, I didn't have high hopes because it was Stephanie, but I thought this could, if she was actually allowed herself to be authentic in this,
yeah,
it could be a really cool. A really cool experience to see someone go through.
But that's why I'm saying so frustrating. This is more frustrating than Jennifer and Jesse for me.
Yeah.
Because I already written them off.
Mm-hmm.
this is someone who's who seems like she's trying, but after a while, she treats it. Think her about her own celibacy. She's treating it like it really doesn't matter. She's like, I don't know why I've been celibate for 2.5 years. I know why you've been celibate, because you have some trauma related to sex.
Well,
and I wish you would just embrace that, or maybe just give it a one chance to think that.
Possibly, yeah.
But God,
it's still more entertaining to me than
it's so obvious to everyone watching that something is wrong.
She doesn't need to be doing this on TV.
No.
Like, you've got to be very radically brave to be authentic about something that real on TV, and that's just not real.
And if you aren't real and authentic, if you don't go all the way there, it feels like parody. And that's what this felt like to me.
I agree. But if you think about it, she gave us the exact same thing on her last season. It literally is just, it's almost like a different topic, but same kind of beats.
Yeah, but at least we had Erica to root for.
Yeah. And it is really just like the similar kind of just beats of, is it going to happen? We have this sex, and then nope, it's not ever going to happen, and it's not.
And guess what? She's in a relationship with a tech guy.
Oh, is she now?
Yeah. Oh,
there you go. Well, maybe she. I guess she ended her celibacy. Because she probably figured it out on her own.
Big deal. Great. Yeah. I'm very frustrated by her. That's what I'll say. Because I think she seems much more savvy than anybody on this cast about how to use her fame.
Oh, yeah.
And in a way, she's more lost than any of them.
She's lost.
Yeah. I don't ever want to see her again after this.
Well, you're going to.
No!
You're going to. We're going to see
her. What else is she going to do?
She's going to be on the next two episodes. Oh, you meant after this series. Oh, no. She will be coming back. She's 90 Day Gold.
Is she?
Well, I don't know if she'd be on Happily Ever After, but she would be on like a What Now or something. If she has a boyfriend, yes, she's going to be on 90 Day Fiancé for a long time.
She's not liked. No one likes her.
Well, but she gets attention. She gets media attention.
Gross.
You know what? I think probably a lot of women don't like her, but I think some guys like her because she is pretty.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. She infinitely frustrates me.
I know.
I know. Because I want to root for her. That's the thing. I really do.
I know you do.
Anyway.
Sorry, Poodle.
Fuck off. It's in the show. I'm hungry.
Y'all, wish you could see his face right now.
Hater! Hater segments!
Y'all, we go to realitygate.com. That's where you can find everything. Our Linktree link is where you can find our shows, our live tour information, or other information that's going on. We call these people lonely hearts because, Poodle, aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yeah. And if you've ever said, I just wish I could go to Eggworks with my friend Aubrey. And get yourself a big old omelet, 3 times the size of your head.
A huge French toast.
That was big French toast.
It was.
I would get so sick in the afternoon after eating that. Call us.
Call us. You need to eat.
So do I.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.